What about the paper that you were part of that just got published in the New England Journal? I thought that was fascinating. You had told me about this a few months ago, but then when I saw it in the paper, I'm like, whoa, that is interesting.
Yeah, so this is a very nice piece of work. We have a scientist. Really, there are two people who are the driving force behind this. Daniel Haber, who's a molecular oncologist who was the person who discovered the EGFR mutations being related to lung cancer responsiveness. And he teamed with a gentleman named Mehmet Toner. And Toner is an engineer and a physician. And Toner has a really interesting story in that he was hired to look for fetal cells in the maternal circulation as a way of bypassing the need for amniocentesis. And he wasn't getting very far because the cells really were very close in size. And Haber said to him, he said, you know, why don't you look for cancer cells in the circulation? They're much larger. They're much easier to find. And all the incredible work that Toner had done trying to get fetal cells was very nicely applied to this question of cancer cells. And what the device is, it's basically a credit card-sized device filled with small micropulses that are about 80 microns in diameter. And the micropulses are coated with an antibody that binds to an epithelial antigen. And the cells sort themselves based on the flow, the microfluidics through the card. And the larger cells tend to be shunted into one direction compared to the smaller cells. And it allows you to isolate circulating cancer cells. And the sensitivity of this appears to be about 3 to 4-fold greater than that of prior technologies. Now, the demonstration of circulating tumor cells is not new. It's been known for about 140 years from back in the 1800s when they found evidence of circulating tumor cells in postmortem patients. But what's new about this is just the sensitivity for picking them up. I think, Neil, the potential for this is extraordinary. The potential for early diagnosis of relapse, the potential for diagnosing nodules or masses in the lung or other parts of the body without needing to do an invasive biopsy, the potential for molecularly profiling patients. We've been able to show in the New England Journal paper that we can find and document EGFR mutations. We can find and document resistance patterns from cells. So it's still very early in development of this technology, and the technology needs to be scaled up so it can be done at every hospital in the country and make it easier to do clinical trials with it. But I think the potential is really tremendous.
Now, what about looking at specific markers on the tumor cells?
So we've been able to show that you can find EGFR mutations in circulating tumor cells. You can find PSA in circulating tumor cells. So you can find a number of important markers in the tumor cell to allow you to distinguish where it's coming from.
What do we know about the levels of these circulating tumor cells in response to therapy?
So they correlate very nicely with response to therapy, particularly in the EGFR mutated patients, where we have the most experience. We've been able to show that if you give Tarceva, you'll see a reduction in the number of EGFR mutated cancer cells. Interestingly, in virtually every patient with metastatic disease with solid epithelial tumors that we've looked for circulating tumor cells, we've found them. We haven't found them in all the early stage patients, but the metastatic patients all have some burden of circulating tumor cells that we've looked at so far.
Do you think this potentially could be used to screen for lung cancer?
So it's interesting. I'm not certain if it will be sensitive enough to pick up lung cancer when it's still in the quote-unquote stage one. So if you have a 1 centimeter or 2 centimeter nodule, will circulating tumor cells be sensitive enough to do that? I don't know. I think the kind of places where it might be is in prostate cancer. You know, maybe this would help. And again, we have no idea whether this will pan out. But maybe in prostate cancer, it would pick out the person who's got the Gleason 6 and is never destined to die of their prostate cancer versus the guy who might have a PSA that's still low but has a higher grade tumor, and maybe circulating tumor cells gives you some window into the biology of those men who are trying to decide, should I do nothing? Should I have surgery? Should I have radiation?